Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13. My subject is the five wise virgins. We have been speaking about the parables of Jesus was such a deep person that when he spoke, so we want to read one of such things that he said in Matthew 25:1-13. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
Now
five of them were wise and five were foolish. So even before they took their lamps, they were wise and they were foolish. Verse 3 now. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But whilst the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Verse 8. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you." But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And whilst they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. This parable story of Jesus teaches us to be ready for his coming. The bridegroom is talking about the Lord Jesus himself. And the virgins represent the church. So Jesus Christ is teaching us that he is coming, and we have to be ready so that we can enjoy kingdom life of dominion with him. This kingdom life of dominion is actually rulership or control over the flesh, over the world and its system, and over Satan.
Na sa
So the church of the Lord Jesus has to be ready. He said, watch therefore, get ready, so that you will be among the five wise virgins who enjoyed the revelation of Jesus and who entered into kingdom life with him.
Now watch out, sorry sir. Yes, yes, ye won't see a senior, and Mabuna Yansa for no Omoya, no Sabaya. Your Yamiahini and I are trying to turn you bet to me and your weddy, you bet to me a Ramunani, a Pebbia, a woman, a sorry no. Yes, you bet to me a DB.
We all want to enjoy kingdom life.
Nayan, I have a son, Hini and Abra Bonnie, yes, you yet to Mudebi.
Because it is a life of heaven on this earth.
Now, Abra Ba, it is our son, Hini and Abba Asasi. So
it is a life where we live in a way that we control everything in a way that God has planned it.
Na eya braba e ma wutumi di wi asini mu ni o ma nyina so se de wanyankopon hyehye ate.
God created us to be in charge.
Na wanyame boy say ye benya tumi wade nyina so.
And to rule.
Na ye be disusu
over this earth.
Na ye be disawi asii so.
And everything therein.
Any adibi biara ewom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these virgins, the five virgins we are talking about, they are part of the church. There are two classes of believers according to Jesus. Half of them he calls them wise and half he calls them foolish. That means that you can be a believer, you can be a virgin, you can be set apart for God, but yet still you will not enjoy kingdom life just because you are not wise.
Na ebetumi abase onyame be yi wa semu asi ho onyame betumi ayi wa si wo se nipa sronko na wo ye gidi ni mapa nanso se wa nya san nya san no onyame hwehwe dia ma woni dia ene wo ntena se bebu ni a onim nya san.
As you listen to me, I want us to ask ourselves, am I a wise believer or am I a foolish believer?
Na mra wo tie me pesa wo sese wo ne wa koma mu bi sase. Ana so me ye gidi ni a me wo nyansa. Ana me ye gidi ni a me nim nyansa.
But we want to find out now, who are these wise believers? Who are these wise virgins?
Na ye pesa ye bi sa ye ho sese am mebu ni omo ye hefo.
Who are those who experience refreshing times, restoration times, and revelation times?
Na ehu fo ena womu tumi nya mra womu tumi de enya adwenfofro enya de wose omunya enya ehunu anase nimde ewo onyame ahini enum.
Who are those who are going to experience a kingdom life of refreshing, restoration, and revelation of Jesus?
Na ehu fo na ebenya sa onyame ahini ya ede ene epa ede nya wowo na ya jewo jewa de ede edisem eba.
We will look at three characteristics of these wise virgins. The first thing about these wise virgins is that they were people who walked in the light of the word of God. The wise virgins had bright lights and they walked in the light of that light to meet the bridegroom.
Na sanyan sanfo enumi enanti wo nyame kanimu ekosi se omutumi etwen ayefuku no.
In other words, to God, wise believers are those who obey the word of God.
Na wo onyame mu no ejidifo enim nyansan ya wonuma wo mutie na wo ye ni onyame hyasa wo munye e wo nasem.
Number 2.
Ya tusumi enu.
You look at three things. To God, wise believers are those who have tangible works and not just spiritual works. Wise people, they have works which you can see with your eyes. And these works are done in the right way, in a way that is right in the sight of God.
And
those works are beneficial to society and not just the church. Let's read about that in the book of Revelations chapter
19.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
And
to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright.
And
bright.
Ah,
those acts of the saints that should be beneficial not just to the church but also to our society. I know there are powerful things inside of us. I know that the anointing is in you. But that is not what will get you ready. It is when out of what you have within you, the greater one inside of you, you'll get clothed in righteous acts that are beneficial to the world. That is why Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, that let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works. It should be so bright that they will be forced to see it, if even they don't want to see it, and they will give glory to your Father which is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Wise people have got works, tangible things in their lives.
Now, one moment, the man say, "I'm crawfwa." I'm what Bibi wa wama brabo ma yebetu midi yaniyehu.
Not just knowing the word of God and their heart filled with the word of God. Why did God fill your heart with the word of God? Why did He put some anointing inside of you just so that it will be there and you will rejoice with it? No, but so that you will turn it out into righteous acts, tangible. Not spiritual, tangible. That is what is clothing the church in this end time.
Na adetin wonya me de sache de nyoma penyina agu abrabom adan wonya me ma woti sasemia enunu nyoma pebi wa abrabom o hwehwe se sade na wonya no enka wumukuto nemmo mobetumi de aye ade a eye anipa betumi de ani ehu ni yeye nyankopon bo wona ye.
If we really believe that the greater one is inside of us, if we really believe that we are anointed people, ladies and gentlemen, it must show, it must affect our society. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we believe that God is with us, something must give in your neighborhood that shows that a righteous person who is wise has come around.
Yeah. Na say a jidisa wanya miti yemu, say a jidisa wanya mengu sranu wa yemu dia, and then a baby dia ye wobiarano, and was a nipen yena who said, Sandu paya walkwe, sawa binti, sawa sumesi, wanya mengu sra wan suna wa ye nipasrunku, and was a nipahu, sadian wanya media maunu.
Around us, ladies and gentlemen, people must see the light.
Na wama wa ye munya was so mu a kaina ya wono.
They must see works.
There was so mu a numa.
Practical things. Not just singing and doing worship in the four corners of this place and our light not shining beyond it. It must affect all these roots around must go. They are not decorations.
Baby, I will be pure, but could be a man who sad and when you're so mono. Then, for saying, we're a fool, hey, I was saying, yes, you woman, you know,
wise people, they are tangible things that shows their wisdom.
And you're so far on your media domain, or our moka and mebuno and numuno, and was so munya bibia a siwa, you to me, and you
are. The Bible says that the bride, the virgins, had made themselves ready.
na baabo no ma yete ase se na emabunu no esiesie wo mo
because they were clothed in good works
na na enwoma pa ntare na na ehye wo mo enwoma pa
so that the world takes us serious. They know the God that we have by our works outside of the church room
na wo mo behu yenyame aye wo ewo enwoma aye ye enya asori dem ha nemom abontin.
Because ladies and gentlemen, God, the first place God gave us dominion or kingdom over was over resources. And he will not stop at a church that is not having rulership over resources. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, he said, let us make man in our image and let them have rulership or kingdom or dominion over fish. Not over human beings, over fish, over birds, over creeping things. What are those things? They are the resources of the earth. Have dominion over it.
When you make bone nipano, what the two may be seen nipemuno akase, your money passay and so no money to me one namuso, and one namu rib, and then ya and namu form. One kasa ya not to me or bonny passan and so no way not to me one nipaso, and not yet when yamia body amaya say yam faso de mayeno, and no yamia boy say a bina to me ewaso.
Every wise believer,
O Jedi Nibia or Niman Sam,
every wise believer.
It's
not just anointed. In terms of doing spiritual works, all those things, casting out devils and all that, you know what he said, did we do it in your name and all that? It's not talking about that. Do you know what he's talking about? He's talking about your readiness by works, good works. Not those spiritual works.
Now when you mean the Maya or Bensi, what are you saying, Bessi, and yes, Sumu, who says, Kuto. So when you mean Saka, say, also, who be a one, no, be a tea, be Debbie. No, mom, and you, my pa. What is sad, dear, not dear, mamma, I, dear, that what would be to me.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
It's a serious thing, because it's not enough to be a virgin. But you must have a light, a lamp that you are holding that is so bright.
Hallelujah.
Which are good works. Good works. Good physical works. Not spiritual works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Finally, the third thing about these wise virgins, which we have to put into our lives, is that to God, wise believers are believers who are long-term minded. Every wise person is long-term minded. The person is not short-term minded or medium-term minded. The wise virgins were so long-term minded that they took enough oil with them because they thought long-term. The problem with the foolish was that they also had lamps. They were burning, but because of the long delay, they had a problem. And believe me, the coming of the Lord is always going to be characterized by long delay. Didn't Peter tell us that? He told us that.
Na nia yesua ewa nyansafo ho ne se emma wo mo fa wo kania no omo anwene emre kuma bi omo dwene kwa kire se ebetumi atwea kwa kire pa na wo mo se wonmo wo mo nim nyansano fa kania na nwo mo de na mama mo de na omo adwene na emre kuma bi ya papa Petro ka kire ye se onyame ma ye no eye kire asem edu tie wo se ye dwene kwa kania na wo kire chi dachi ni ekire. And I was saying,
the thing about people who are long term minded is that automatically they become abundance minded. Now, because they know that the journey is long. The journey is long. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They know I must take extra. Although I'm not using the oil now, but I must have extra because of tomorrow.
Now, one more, Junior. A cocktail, a chino, Oma young crawfa, then you know, Munya, no man, mebusubebre. As I saw one himself, I quite know me to know, and yet Nasam and not Chinasam, I had that chasm, and not our summit fat and mubebre at the Shamihu.
That is why the Christian life, Jesus said, was one of abundance, that he came to give us life and to give us more abundantly. He can sell you more oil, yes, so that you can last.
Hallelujah.
For all the time.
Hallelujah.
Of gross darkness.
Hallelujah.
That are coming unavoidably on our society to put pressure on us.
Na Yesu yobi oka se o se mama monkwa na mama monkwa mebusu onye wie yankwa eno ti enyame ne enyame a wa maye mebusu esa se sum na eba yeso no enya de ye betumi aye ho hwe e ye sum a eba yeso ankasa na mom ye nyankopo betumi ama ye ngo a ye betumi atena e wo sum mpo ama na che.
Believers who are going to get themselves ready for kingdom life are believers who think long term, not right now, what I need now, something for my stomach now, but they think about the future. They think long term. They think about my children, my children's children, my children's children's children. That is how they lead your lives. They lead your lives thinking and providing abundance and resources for the future.
Na ejidifa wamu ni mnyansa ni ejidifa wamu ni minkwami yefu baby ya mitibeto ni mwamu ajune ni ma nana awanto tu aswabe miensa enu ajune ajune wanyo ene ni obedi watina watina chie ni ebesi ni ajune huu.
In the Bible, the long term is talking about at least 3 generations.
Na sa Bible no oka emra echa oka safa wonto to aso miensa.
The name of God is that he is a God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, not God of Abraham alone or Isaac alone or Jacob alone, but all the three. He is a generational God.
Hallelujah. When yami dinu enyu wanyami Abraham nyami kuto Abraham, Isaac ni Jacob nyame oyo nyami awaya wonto to aso nyame.
So Jesus is coming.
And it is forever.
But it should not make you live short term. Without investment for the future. When we do that as a church, we are not being wise. We now have a place we are meeting, but we must think about the future. I know you have a car you are driving, but think about the future. And be abundance minded. I know you have got wonderful food at home, but think about tomorrow. Jesus once lamented and said that these my children, they are not wise in this world. He said they are not wise in their generation. Sometimes I look at it like as a generation of something, not age, which is in the Greek, but also as a generation bringing forth to something. I mean, generating something. They are not wise when it comes to generating something.
na ya na me di hu kosi se wonyame san so ya oba die ni to hwese ye ya wa bon ye nu so yesu ye betumi abo bibi yesu ye betumi aye bibi enu tie nu mu tie ase na mu so nyame ka se ye ntumi e fi ye mu ni odi ama ye no embo bibi.
So he tells them, Luke chapter 16 is where I'm talking from.
Now look at some part of this.
He tells them, I say unto you, make friends for yourself using the resources, money, and righteous mammon. Make friends for yourself on this earth.
Ose wasa asasini wiasi amabowo ni amadi amawo mono nyanyankufo.
Do good works that the people will look at it and they will say, oh, these people, they are friends.
Now, you know, my pa, and you pay a woman to me, I can say, oh, when the Omoya Yanko for.
And he says that do it until that good you are doing is even affecting your reception in heaven. How
Hallelujah.
In future people are going to look at you in heaven.
Now I say, yes, I know my papa na men kampo said ya beju watum ewa osra himanum. Ye adiema enkar u dachi dachi dachi.
We must think long term.
And was say ya drinko kaimpa.
Every wise person does not think just about his children, but he must start to think and plan and lead a certain lifestyle and put things in place for our children's children. And our children's children's children, these are the people who are going to have entry into kingdom life because they are not living short term, they are living long term. Because of that, they invest now using unrighteous mammon, control and dominion over resources of God.
And not Onyamia yini eno ade tu hame nyansafani ya wanoma wamo jwe kwa kai enya woman kuto woman nananom ene woman nananom nkansuwa nanan kansuwa nanan kansuwa nkansuwa mwenye na ewa se wunya jimbi di ma woma wunye ene kuto esan se baba numa yate ya se waluka se mpati dinsi ya nisa wase sa ewiasimu mama nane ewiasimu sikano yane nyonko fani nyonko na faye bibi tuwa ebe ya faswa ma umana umana na awoto watu aswa ewe wechino.
Jesus did not say let him be your master.
Wankase masikani ye wura.
He says you use it.
Wasi sikano faye bibi.
Control it.
Ye bibi na shesa sikano.
Have dominion over it.
Shesikano so.
Because he came to take us
obabe yi ye
back to kingdom life of dominion.
What the echo a hinye abraba a ye inkunimde anase to me no e duman.
And he will not just stop short of people who are just singing and praising him here.
Na and ya de obeye one more motu nyoma kekeman wahankuto.
But he cares about his rule outside.
Na odji to me a ya wa empo etra aha.
And he has given us a formula.
Now, my and she share a bit to me that
simple formula.
I that form.
Wow. To do good works.
I see you, Mapa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us end it in the book of Luke, chapter 21.
Look at some part you know back when I did.
Because we must be ready for the coming of the Lord. But being ready for the coming of the Lord does not mean that you should not further your education, it does not mean that you should cut your education and quickly run into the ministry. You don't know the future. If you knew the future, if you had a wise person to guide you, you will see that no gift of God is given by God and he takes it back. You have to be a wise virgin who thinks about tomorrow.
Na sa ya si ya chwa wanya mema ya na na nu chese bibia ye ye bia ye be jemu. Sa wa sa wo tu a usku usku a wu jemu. Esa sa wu ni mo dache. Na ni wa mo ne se a che di bi ara wanyame di amo bino. Wa nsan enyi enfinisa. Ite wa sa wu si esi ohu edema dache a ewa chirenu.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.